I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for my sheep. In name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Canon, dear faithful. Since time immemorial, the second Sunday after Easter has been called Good Shepherd Sunday because of what our Lord said in today's gospel reading. Even before his passion and death on the cross, Christ announced to the Pharisees and the people that he would offer his life for them. The prefiguration of the killing of the Paschal Lamb, which the people of Israel offered in sacrifice since their deliverance from Egypt's slavery, Christ would fulfill and perfect by his crucifixion, delivering us from the devil's tyranny. Now this sacrifice, accomplished in a bloody manner once on Mount Calvary, is perpetuated throughout time and space in an unbloody manner, thus fulfilling the words of the prophet Malachi. Thus says the Lord, from the rising of the sun to the setting thereof, my name is great among the Gentiles, and everywhere is offered to my name a clean oblation. Christ would not leave his church without the most essential part of religion, which is sacrifice. For religion is a part of justice, by which we render to God what is his due, that is, worship. And the highest form of worship is sacrifice, by which a victim is offered to God, acknowledging his supremacy as creator, and admitting our total dependency as creatures on him, the sovereign Lord. And so Christ gave us the holy sacrifice of the Mass, by which he offers himself to the eternal Father and through his priesthood in a perpetual sacrifice, so that we might be able to give God adoration and thanksgiving while also imploring him for all the graces we need and also the remission of our sins. And so Christ gave to his church the most holy sacrifice of the Mass. But where there is sacrifice, there is a priesthood. The same night in which Christ instituted the most holy Eucharist, he also established the sacred priesthood. Our Lord is priest by the fact of what he is, both God and man. And since a priest is one who is an intermediary between God and man, Christ, by his two natures, human and divine, is ultimately the great high priest. But to those whom he has chosen, starting with his apostles and continuing to the present day with the bishops and priests, Christ has bestowed a participation in his eternal priesthood. During the ordination ceremonies, the bishop imposes hands on the ordinandi and imprints thereby on their souls an indelible mark or character, which makes them or gives them the power to change bread and wine into the body and blood of the Lord and to remit sin. Such awesome power that even the angels in their glory don't have. A power that can only come from Christ and from his holy cross. Suffice it to say that the priest is not just some social worker or leader of a faith community, but an alter Christus, who by Christ's power offers the sacrifice most pleasing to the eternal Father and reconciles man to God. Far from a mundane and worldly understanding of the priesthood, we should listen and heed the words of St. Ephrem the Deacon, who stated, O astounding miracle, or unspeakable power, O dread mystery of the priesthood, spiritual and holy, sublime and immeasurable office, which Christ, after his coming into this world, gave to us without our meriting it. On bended knees, with tears and sighs, I beg to consider this treasure of the priesthood. It was, I believe, in consideration of the priesthood that St. Paul exclaimed, O, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God. The sacred priesthood is truly a gift from God. It is, in a way, the extension of the sacred humanity of our Lord, so that we be not deprived of a tangible shepherd leading us to eternal life. The ministry of the priest accompanies us throughout our entire life. He pours the water of baptism on the head of the newborn, and later instructs the little one in the truths of Christian doctrine and prepares him for confirmation and Holy Communion. The priest seeks out the sinful members of the flock and endeavors to lead them to the confessional that they may receive the pardon of their sins. The young man and woman entering into holy matrimony kneel before him to receive his blessing. To the priest, young and old come for advice and consolation. When the summons of death comes to the Catholic, the priest is at the bedside to give him the consoling rites of the Church. And so from birth until death, the priest is there, leading him toward heaven and providing him with the grace through the holy sacraments. For us to have priests, we need young men who will generously answer the sacred call. God chooses whom he does, but he who is called must respond. When he responds to the call, the young man must also go to seminary to be formed, studying the sacred sciences and developing the necessary virtues. You, my dear faithful, can do a lot to further vocations. You can encourage a young man or boy in whom you see the signs of a possible vocation: stable mind, sufficient intellect, good morals, and a desire to serve God at the altar. You can pray for vocations and for seminarians. We have here at the parish the Seminary Society, which gives the opportunity to pray for an individual seminarian. And you can also help in providing a quality formation for those preparing for the priesthood by contributing generously to today's second collection for the Institute Seminary. By doing these things, you will have helped in producing priests for the years to come. And each time the priest does a holy deed, you will participate in the merits of it because you helped to make it possible. Christ, the Good Shepherd, is made present to us by his priests. They offer the sacrifice and forgive our sins. They teach us his saving doctrine and guide us to everlasting life in heaven. To such an exalted calling, they, like Christ, offer their lives for the faithful. Let us then pray for vocations. Let us do what we can to help seminarians so that someday they will be our priests, our shepherds. Amen. In name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.